Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Yudches, and we are on Yud Zayin Amud Beis towards the bottom as we get into the 18th daf here of Maseches Arla. We are trying to discuss what is the exact shear for bittul for truma. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that there is a one shita, right, 1 to 101. That's the shita that's mentioned in our Mishnah. But we mentioned the Mishnah in Shumas has a second shita, not 1 to 100, meaning altogether 101, but 1 to 99 and a little, altogether 100 plus. Right, that was the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Let's read that again in the middle of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Taman Tanim, we learned in the Mishnah in Trumas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Truma Ola Be'echad Umeya. Truma is Batel in 101. That's what our Mishnah says. That's the only shita that our Mishnah quotes. If I remember back on the beginning of the parak, Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, Olin Be'echad Umeya. That means one truma and 101 altogether, 1 to 100. But in trumas, Rabbi Yeshua Omer B'mevo, you have another shita that says with 100 and a little bit altogether, and one is the truma, so 99 and a little bit is the total. So taman, so we said 1 second. So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah in Trumos, and we have a stam here in Arla, an anonymous in Arla. So maybe that should be based on the principle, Taman Amar Chizkiya Rabbi Yehovah Shem Rabbi Lazar, Kamakam Shoshana Rabbi Machlokas V'Yacharkach Stam. If Rabbi quotes a Machlokas and then only quotes one Shita, Chazar V'Shana Stam, Halacha K'Stam. Halacha is like a Stam. Halacha is like the anonymous one. That's why Rabbi did that. And therefore, it should be a Raya to the Shita in our Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer. Right, we noted that, is that really true? That principle. So you look in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, when do you say Yesh Seder LeMishnah? Ki Lo Amrita Nei Seder LeBahada Masechta. Betray Masechti Amrinan. Right? Do you say that there's a specific order that's only in one Masechta, not in two Masechtas? Right? And the Gemara says, Ah, Kula Nezikin Chada Masechta Have. All of Nezikin is one Masechta. That's what the Gemara over there in Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. So the question is our Gemara against that? Maybe. Our Gemara seems to say, because even if you have a Mishnah in Trumas, a Mishnah in Arla, that's not one Masechta, right? Even if you want to say all the Babas are one Masechta, Arla and Trumas are not one Masechta, unless you say the different Siddurim are different. But that's just to note that Deya in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin in the Bavli, maybe the Yerushalmi has a more expanded idea of that. There's a couple of other Deyas regarding that, but this is first point in our Gemara. So again, our Gemara says that our Mishnah only quotes one opinion, only quotes the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So isn't that a raya to Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gemara says, but there's a problem, because in the next Mishnah, it sounds like there's a stam like Rabbi Yehoshua. Meaning, we said our Mishnah on Daf Tezayin, the beginning of our Perek HaTrumah, sounds like the Shita of, right, 101 altogether, right, the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But now, min ma de tanina, but we learned later on Daf Chav Beis and Aleph, Sa'a Trumah Shenafla Lameya. That case was, if you look later on, the Mishnah there says, Truma could help him mevatel Arla, and Arla could be mevatel Truma. Meaning each one could team up with Chulin to be mevatel the other one, right? Because they're different Shemos Isser. And the Mishnah there says, if you have Truma that fell into 100, really it doesn't mean fell into 100, because then it would be Batel already, right? So the Gemara says, let's just read the next line of our Gemara, V'amar V'lazer, Les kan l'toch meya, el l'toch tisha metisha. What that Mishnah really means is that if I have Truma that fell into 99, and then after it fell into 99, a little bit of Arla fell in. So if that's true, so then what's the halach? It's batel. 1 second. If it fell into 99 plus a little bit, 99 a little bit, that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Right, not Rabbi Lazar Shita. So the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis sounds like Rabbi Yeshua Shita. So we have a problem here, because we have a machlokes in the Mishnah in Trumas. We have our Mishnah, which is Stam Krib Eliezer. The next Mishnah, which is Stam Krib Yeshua. So guess what? You can't bring any rayas from our parak. Right? Kamad de Tanina, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. Right? Because you could formulate it one of two ways. The Mara Folda says, you have two Stams in our parak. So you can't prove from one over the other. You have two Stams. Right, that's what the Hainu Ki'ilu, the last lines of the Mara Folda, Ki'ilu Taninan Bistam Milsei Jer B'liyazer Rebbe Yeshua, V'lekha L'mifshah Meyach Adolacha Kecha Mehem. Or you could formulate it, like Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, it's as if the Machlokes is reformulated. right? We have an explicit machlokas in Trumos. We have these two mishnayos in the same perek in Maseches Arla. So it's just restating the machlokas, right? So there's no stam here, right? The last of Chaim Kanievsky on the page. Ki'ilu shana behedya plugta der b'liezer Rabbi Yeshua hi ve'ein kan stam aklal. And there's no stam. There's no stam. Fine. So that's the what the Gemara says here. You can't prove. So the Gemara says now, minayin shein olin. How do you know, Rambam Avoda, minayin shein olin. How do you know, remember minayin in Yerushalmi always means what's the source? What's the source that for all the deyas that of Truma, how much it needs to be batel? So we had two already. We had it needs 100 to 1 or 99 and a little to 1. We will see that there are two other opinions as well that we're going to have in the Tanaim. Four different opinions in the Tanaim about how much you need to be mevatel truma. So I mean, Minayin Shein Olin, Amar Rabbi Yona, Ksiv. Everybody learns it from the same pasuk. This is a pasuk by Trumas Meiser. When a Levi takes off Trumas Meiser from his Meiser Rishon, how much is that Trumas Meiser? Altogether, it's 1/100. Because Meiser Rishon is 10%, so now the Levi has to give 10% of his 10% to the Kohen. Trumas Meiser is 1/100th of the total. So Amar Rabbi Yonah, Ksiv, we darshan mikol chelbo es mikdasho mimenu, and we darshan from that pasuk. This is not the pashup shot of the pasuk, but we darshan davar sha'at meirim mimenu, that which you lift up from the mixture, which is the what? The Trumas Meiser. That which you lift up 1/100th. Shim yipol yetocho, if it falls back into the whole mixture, himakancho, it sanctifies it. So if you have 1/100th that falls back in, v'kamahu echamimeya. So Trumas Meiser is 1/100th. That's the source. That's the source that if you have 1 to 99, that's what the pasuk says. If what you took out falls back in, so it's 1 to 99, that's usser. So the question is, so how much do you need to be mevatel? You know, 1 to 99 is not enough. So you need more than 1 to 99. Is it 1 to 99 and a little? Is it 1 to 100? Is it 1 to? That's why it's so not clear. The only thing that's mentioned in the pasuk, and this is all we've mentioned on smachta. We mentioned this on back on the beginning of the parak. It's all on smachta. Really, midaraisa, it's about the barov. Right, the fact that truma requires 100 is midarabanan. It's an aslach. Remember the Pnei Moshe at the beginning of our parak quotes that. Right, so it's all midarabanan. It's all adin darabanan. In asmachta. But either way, what is the asmachta? As follows. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mosif Somala. The pasuk says 99 is not enough. So he says, okay, go up 1. 100. 100 to 1. Right? That's what Rabbi Eliezer says, and that's what we hold. Right? Mosif Somala. Add one. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Just add a little. Mosif Kolshumala. Again, the pasuk says 99 is not enough. So 99 and a little bit is enough, right? Mashu, right? In halacha we have a small shiurim. So therefore, anything more than 99 is enough. So that's the second daya. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, a third daya, he agrees fundamentally with Rabbi Yeshua that just a little bit, but a little tiny amount, that's like not significant at all. So you need a significant mashu, which is what? 1/6. 1/6 of a sa'a. Va'od Kav lameya sa'ah, shtus limedume. 1/6 of a sa'ah. Right? So we have one, you need 1 sa'ah, you need a tiny amount, you need 1/6 of a sa'ah. That's number 3. And then we're going to get to number 4 in a minute. Before we get to number 4, this pasuk of Mikol Chelbo, which is the remez to teach us the halacha, Mikol Chelbo from any of its fatty parts. Remember, Chelev. Chelev means not kosher fat, but the Torah uses it also to teach me to give the bests. Mikol chelev, you should give a good portion. The Levi should give a good portion of his Meiser Rishon to the Kohen as Trumas Meiser. So mikol chelbo. And we've quoted in the past the beautiful language of the Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchos, Isurei Mizbeach, where the Rambam says, whenever you serve Hashem, you should just serve Hashem with the bests that you have. Right, the Rambam says, let me find it. Isurei Mizbeach, the Rambam says, Umeachar, the Rambam there is talking about the different types of oils that you could use for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam says, Umeachar shekulan ksheiras l'menachas l'manimnu. Why do you have the Mishnayos and Menachas that list off the different levels of oil? the best oil, the medium oil, kedei leida yafe she'ein lamala mimenu v'hashave v'apachos. Because you should know what's the best, what's the medium, what's the worst. Why? Shaharotze lezakos atzmo. If somebody really wants to get his chus for himself, yakuf yitzro hara, he should force his yitzahara v'yarchiv yado v'yavi karbano min hayafe hamshubach b'yoser shaboso amin. He should bring his karbanos from the best. From the best, he should bring his oil. Whatever you serve Hashem with, you should bring from the best. Sheyavi mimenu. Hare nomar batorah. Where do you know that from? Hevel. Right? That's pretty early in history. Vehevel hevi gamhu mi bechoros sono umechel vehen. Right? He brought from the best. Vayisha Hashem el hevel ve'el minchaso. Hashem turns to that mincha. Turns to that because he brought from the best. He brings from the best, Hashem is happy. Because it's not just about doing it. It's about doing it properly. It's about doing it and showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you care. And then he says, the Rambam continues, V'hu adin l'chol davar, shu l'shem hakel hatov, sheyia min hano'e hatov. Bring the best that you can. In bana beis tefila, yehe no'e mi beis yeshivaso. Your shul should be nicer than your house. He'echil ra'ev, ya'achil min hatov, v'hamatok shebasholchano. You want to give somebody hungry food? Give him good food. Don't give him your dregs, just your garbage. Kisei arum yichasim min hayafesh shebeksuso. Hikdish davar yakdish min hayafesh shebenachasav. Says the Rambam. V'chein hu omer kol chelev lashem. Right, a pasuk of kol chelev. Again, that's not our pasuk, but the same word is used when you want to give the best of something. That's what's mentioned here. Mikol chelbo. That's what the Levi should give the Kohen. Trumas meiser. That is quality. That is quality. So we have four opinions. We mentioned three of them already. Truma is batel in 100, batel in 99 and a little, 99 and 1/6. So that's three opinions. Fourth opinion. Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Truma ola bimeya. Just 99. Right? This most makel shita. You don't need 99 plus, like Rabbi Yeshua said. Rabbi Yeshua said, you need just 100. 99 to 1 is good enough. What do you mean you know that from? He doesn't go based on the pasuk, because the pasuk said it has to be more than that. Mikal v'chomer. Right, you know it from a kal v'chomer. Why? Im iser mitoch iser ole, iser mitoch heter l'kol shekein. What's iser mitoch iser? When I take trumas meiser out of my meiser rishon. So until I do that, that's tevel. But I'm not allowed to eat the Levi can't eat the meiser rishon before he takes his trumas meiser. So that's tevel. So I'm taking trumas meiser, which is usser for me as the Levi. And I'm taking it from Tevel, which is usser. So if I take an isser mitoch isser, 1 to 99 is enough. So if that's true, then if I have one isser that falls into heter, so surely 99 heter should be enough. If 99 isser should be enough to be matir and make itself mutter, so then if one isser falls into heter, that's his lashon. So im isser mitoch isser ola. If isser mitoch isser, that means the trumas meiser coming out of the tevel, that's 1 to 99 is enough, right? Because that's what you take out, 1/100th, and then the rest becomes chulin misukanim. So if it works that way, again, it's not a regular kal v'chomer, but it's looking at the same case. If you take trumas meiser out, that's isser mitoch isser. That's going to matter 1 to 100. So surely if the trumas meiser falls into heter, heter should be a stronger mevatel. So that should surely work. So now the Gemara just adds truma, the word that Rabbi Shimon used. Rabbi Shimon called the trumas meiser out of tevel, he called that isser mitoch isser. That's what he called. If trumas meiser mitoch tevel is 1 to 99. So then surely, if the Jewish Meister falls into Chulin. But he called, the first case, the first line, he called, taking Trumas Meister out of Tevel, he called that Isser Mitoch Isser. So the Gemara says, really, there's two versions of what he called it. Is Tani Tani Isser Mitoch Heter, Vis Tani Tani Heter Mitoch Heter. Right? I'm sorry, maybe going in the second case. Right, the second case, where we're talking about taking Truma, or Trumas Meister, Truma being Batel in Chulin. Some versions of Rabbi Shimon had that called Isser B'toch Heter or Heter B'toch Heter. Do you call Truma Heter or do you call Truma Isser? Right, the second half of Rabbi Shimon's statement, when he says Truma should be Batel in Chulin, one version is Isser B'toch Heter, one version is Heter B'toch Heter. So what do you call truma? So the Gemara says, two svaras. Man damar iser mitocheta, the one who calls it iser, shkin truma aser lazarim. Well, after all, truma is aser to non-kohanim. That's why truma is called aser. Man damar heter mitocheta, shkin truma muteres lakohanim. But it's muter kohen. So why would you call it heter mitocheter or iser? So it depends if you're looking at it from the kohen's point of view or from the Yisrael's point of view. Or is the pater, stop there for a minute. Rabbi Yosef Engel, I was thinking about this before I saw this, but in the Gilyon Yashas here, he says, look what I wrote in Asvin Daraisa, because this is exactly what he talks about in Klal Beis of Asvin Daraisa. He says, how do you look at Kohanim eating Truma? Right? How do you look at Kohanim eating Truma? Do you look at it? So if you look, he says, look in what I wrote. So if you look at it there, see, there he discusses, if you remember the first part of his words is Truma and Tevel, right? Something is, Tevel is Asur B'dei Shamayim. And when I'm Mafresh Truma, it's still Asur B'dei Shamayim to a Zar. So is that a continuation? Is that a new Shem Isser? We call it two different things. But maybe Truma is still the same Isser. Like even when it was Tevel, it was still maybe Asur because of the Truma Shabbat. And he quotes a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and Yavamas and Nafpevav, whether Tevel is Asur because of the Truma Shabbat or it's an Isser B'fnei Atzmo. Right, because he deals with Tosfos' kasha there. Tosfos says, if Tevel is only Asur because of the Truma in it, then why can't a Kohen eat Tevel? A Kohen also can't eat Tevel. Misa B'dei Shamayim. So it can't be only because of the Truma Shabbat. And Rabbi Yosef Engel says, no, I disagree. Maybe it's only Asur because of the Truma Shabbat, but even a Kohen is Asur to eat Truma until he does a Hafrasha. Just like Karbanos. Karbanos could be Asur for me to eat. Once I do this Rikas Adam, then it becomes Mutar for me to eat. But it doesn't mean that it was just a total change. See, he says, I think Truma is like a carbon. Where do you know that from? A Rambam. He says the Rambam uses carbon lishonos by Truma. And therefore, I would classify Truma in the carbonos world, and that's why I think you would call it, even if the Kohanim could eat it, it might be called Isser B'tocheter. Well, what's a Rambam? The Rambam has this in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Trumos. Halacha Yutes. Nasan truma lekohen amanas lachzira. If I gave truma to a kohen, matan amanas lachzir. Yotzei de nesina, I was still yotzei. I was still yotzei my mitzvah. I would give it to the kohen. Giving matan amanas lachzir is we paskin shma nesina. The aser lasos kain, but you shouldn't do it. Rishi Nirikus Maseiv Beis Agranos. It looks like you're doing the kohen a favor. The chain aser len sheyichtefu trumos emaisrus. It's aser for a kohen to grab. If a kohen goes to the farm to get a trumos emaisrus, he's not allowed to grab. You have to give it to him. He's not allowed to grab. The afilu lishol chelkan befihem. Even to ask. You give it to the Kohen. The Kohen's like, you have my truma ready? No, you're not allowed to do that. The Kohen's not allowed to grab or even ask for his truma. Ela notlin bekavid. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. You give it to him. Thank you. Why? Why can't he grab? Why can't he ask? Here's the language. Sha'al shulchan hamakom heim ochlin. Because really they're getting it from Hashem. They're eating it from Hashem. The al shulchano heim shosim umatanos elu lashem heim vehu baruchu zicha lahem shenemar v'ani nasati lachas mishmeres trumosai. That's a very important Rambam. Yud beis, yud tes in Hilchos Trumos. But the Rambam says, you know why the Kohen can't grab? Because it's not like the Yisrael is really giving it to him. Hashem's giving it. It's Hashem's stuff. You're grabbing it from God. No, when the Yisraelim decide to give it to you, so then they're giving it to you, they're being mezakeh to you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's karban lashonos. Al shulchan hamakom heim ochlin v'al shulchano heim shosim. That's what he thinks. I think the lashon of Isser sounds very good. Right? Calling Truma Isser, even for a Kohen. Right? Our Gemara says here, Truma, why would you call it Mutter? Because it's Mutter to a Kohen, and Aser, Aser to a Zar. Rabbi Yosef Engel is saying, even if to a Kohen, it's in a sense usher, because it's hektish that he's getting. And he quotes Raya to this as well, but that's here in the Gilyon Hashas on this Lashon Yerushalmi. He says, "What I talk about Bakama Makomos, the Truma Kohanim Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachi. Vakin Lesvarzu Lo Chashiva Truma Heter LaKohanim. Kivin the Mishulchan Gavoa Ve'in Achilos Shalahem. Rakav Yachol Bachilos Gavoa Nechsheves." And that's what he says. Nevela is not called Huter Michlalo, ready, because Malika, okay, without getting into that raya right now, But that's Rabbi Yosef angle here. Okay, so one reason, back to the Gemara. So we have, again, two versions of Rabbi Shimon. Why would Rabbi Shimon call Truma falling into the Chulin, would he call that Isser B'toch Heter or Heter B'toch Heter? So one reason, one explanation is, are you talking about it to the Kohen or to the Yisrael? To the Kohen is Mutter, to the Yisrael is Aser. Or is to pater la kula lekohanim? Maybe it's all talking about lekohanim. But man da amar iser mitochet, the one that says iser bimidume b'truma tameya. We're talking about truma that became tamei. So truma that became tamei, a kohen can't eat that either. That's why it's called iser mitochet. That's the ukimta of the version of iser mitochet. Man da amar heter mitochet bimidume b'truma tahora. Heter mitochet is where you're talking about Truma Tahora that fell in and that a Kohen could eat. So it depends if it's Truma Tameya or it depends if it is Truma Tahora. So that's the difference between the two. And again, remember, there's for a Kohen, Truma Tameya is a mitzvah to burn it. It's a mitzvah to burn Truma Tameya. The Kohen is allowed to get Hana'ah, like from the warmth or from the light of the fire. He can't eat it. Can't eat it, but he's allowed to get a hana. That's called the hana shel kilui, right? Remember Rashi in the Mishnah says in Beitza Daf Chav Zayin that you're not allowed to burn truma tameya on yontif, even though ochal nefesh, right? Matok shochel l'sarach. What do you mean? You could burn fire, you could burn things, you could cook things on yontif. So why can't you burn truma tameya? So Rashi uses the lashon there of achshavei, hatora achshavei lahavarasan, because burning truma tameya, it's so significant that it's not included in the heter of ochal nefesh. It's just the chi of mitzvah that, you know, has its own significance. So you wouldn't include it in the heter of mitoch shochel l'tzarach chutzanah mishlo l'tzarach. That's Rashi's lashon there in Beis Chav Zayin. Rachmana achshavei lahavarasan. The Torah is machshavei, and we have that concept again. We've had often the concept of achshavei, that if I do something, I could be machshav something that's really not so chashuv. So you might say, burning something, cooking something, what's so chashuv about that? You're just cooking something. But if it's a mitzvah to cook it, then the Torah is machshavit. Achshavit usually comes up in personal, that people are machshiv. Remember, there was a Rashi at the beginning of Hamatznia, right? The 50 blad in Masechah Shabbos talk about the minimum shear of carrying stuff out. How much wax do you have to carry out to be chayav on Shabbos? How much metal? How much... So the Mishnah, beginning from Hamatznia, Daf Tzadi, talks about how many seeds do you have to carry out. And it has to be how many. So there's a minimum for every material. But then the Mishnah says, if you are a Hamatznia, that's the name of the parak, if you are someone who collects, I collect seeds, I collect tiny little things, then you're chayav for that shear. Then you're chayav even for a smaller shear. I collect tiny little pieces of metal. Okay, then you be chayav for a tiny little piece of metal. Why? Rashi uses one word, tahachshavei. Because you're machshav that. If you think it's significant. So again, you have to know, in terms of meisim, we don't always say that. Like, remember we spoke about a couple weeks ago, recently, about certain actions, carrying something on your head. Right? When do you say, butla daita wa yisal kol adam? So what you do is not significant. Again, there are chilukim, there are distinctions that you could have between them. But there is a concept of achshavei, and Rashi uses that by burning truma tameya, which is what the Gemara just mentioned here. Okay. Tzni, interesting question. What's hektish batalin? Prusa shel lechem apanim. I don't know how this happened, but I don't know, a Kohen had a piece of lechem upon him that he was about to eat, and he also had his lunch bag that he had brought lunch with, and all of a sudden he doesn't know which is the lechem upon him and which is the bread of chulin. So, prusa lechem upon him, shenitz arba, mea prusa shel chulin. 100! He was a baker, right? A little bit of lechem upon him got mixed in with 100 loaves of chulin. Or, v'chein chaticha shel chatas, shenitz arba, mea chidr shel chulin. Or, a piece of steak of a carbon chatas got mixed up with 100 pieces of chulin. So is that batel? Machlokas. Tanakama lo yalu. It's not batel. Why isn't it batel? So this price is quoted in Yuvamis Staff Peyala from a base. So Rashi Tosfos there discussed this. The Mefarshim here on the page quote it. Marafolda quotes Tosfos. Why isn't it batel? In 100? Chaticha haru'uya liskabed. Right, top Marafolda. Because, he quotes Tosfos, this is a chashuv piece of meat. And we've quoted that. Midrabanan, there are a number of items that are significant and special and not batel. One of them is significant pieces of meat. Chaticha rilis kaved. Right? That you could get covered by serving this to somebody. So that's the, could be a piece of bread. It could be a piece of meat. Right? And that's why it's not batel. The Rasilio here quotes Rashi. He says, maybe it's davar shedarko limanos. anything that you count out in ones, so that shows it's chashivas. Right? You don't sell rice by the pieces of rice. You sell it by the weight. That's not chashiv. Eggs is a machlokas, right? It's eggs, you know, something that you sometimes count out. I'll take six eggs or I'll just take a bunch. So that's number two. The Gra here quotes an opinion, maybe hektish is not batal. Hektish is so chashiv is not batal. Maybe that's the day of the Tanakhama here. So different opinions why the Tanakhama here would say it's not batal. Reb Yehuda Amar Yael, Reb Yehuda said, no, it is batal. It is batal. Wait a minute, Reb Yehuda. Isn't Reb Yehuda the one that says min b'mino lo batal? Reb Yehuda is the one that says the most extreme, that bittul does not always take place. Says the Rasilio, no. What are we talking about? Look at the Rasilio on the left column in the middle. Reb Yehuda Omer Yalu. Af al gav Reb Yehuda isle min b'mino lo batal. Hainu b'davar lach. Umis arev. This is Koni Tosfos, there in Yavamis. By a mixture, by something liquid, that gets mixed in, that's where Rabbi Yehuda says bim bim lo batel, could go in dam bedam. Aval halcha b'shleim b'mayir. Here we're talking about piece of meat or piece of bread. Yavish b'yavish. Rabbi Yehuda only says bim bim lo batel by lach and not by yavish. So machlokes tanoim, whether hektish, the piece of bread lechem upon him, or the chatas is going to be batel. 2 points if I have time. We haven't quoted this story in a while. I don't know, in the Yerushalmi Shiurim. But they can tell a story of the Arizal. There's a story that took place in the 1500s. It's from the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim, Lamaram Chagiz, that in the days of the Arizal, there was one of the Anuse Portugal came, right? Portugal and Spain, the Maranos, so they had to be Jews in private and not in public. So a lot of them just like forgot and just didn't know anything. So there was one of the Anuse Portugal that came. He was a total Ama Aretz. He never learned anything. One Shabbos, he comes and hears the drush of the Rav, and he hears, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, there was lechem upon him, a special lechem upon him, a carbon Lashem. And that brought tremendous shefa. The lechem upon him brought tremendous shefa to Hashem. So, and the Rav says, oi, nowadays we don't have lechem upon him. So there was this Magid Shir. So what happens? The honest didn't know anything. He's like, he comes home, he tells his wife, he's like, let's make lechem upon him. The Rav was so upset, there was no lechem upon him. So he makes challahs. And what does he do? He takes those two challahs on Thursday night, he puts them, he brings them to the shul, he puts them on the table right in front of the Aron Kodesh on a Thursday night. Late that night, the Shamish comes in, or the Rav comes in and sees, what are these challahs doing here? Oh, yummy challahs, hot, fresh. He takes them. The next day, the guy comes in and sees his challahs weren't taken. He's like, oh, Hashem took my challahs. And this goes on for days and weeks and months and years. Years. One time, the Rav came to the shul, and he was sitting in the back learning, and the Anas didn't see that he had put his challahs there. And the Anas didn't see that the Rav was sitting there. So what did he do? He dived into Hashem, please be makabel, my carbon, baratzon, my lechem upon him. He puts it in and he goes out. And the Rav sees him, he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm putting my challahs here. He's like, what do you mean you're putting your challahs there? He's like, yeah, Hashem takes them every week. He's like, Hashem takes them? What are you, a shota? Oh, the Gabbai takes them out. What are you talking about? Kishashama Anas says, Deri Arav, Hechel of Kot. He starts to cry because he realizes that, you know, Choshev Lasos Mitzvah V'Asa, he didn't do anything. Meanwhile, the Rav goes home and he gets a shliach from the Arizal. And the Arizal says, you better write a will because you just stopped the tremendous Nachas Ruach that Kadosh Baruch Hu had. Miyom Shenechra Beis HaMikdash Lo Hayel Lofanav Nachas Ruach Kamo Osa Shasha Onus Ahevish De'elechem B'tmimuso U'makrivim Lefnei Echalo V'savar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibla Mimenu Kibin Shebatalta Osami Lahavi Nigzor Alecha Misa Lalo Shem Pesach Batzala V'chulu. Lechem upon him. This is the story of the Arizal, right? If somebody's doing something special, okay, we have to be very careful in terms of, again, it doesn't mean that every time that somebody's doing something wrong, you know, we have to, like, let them. But we have to know exactly how to handle it. Also, remember the Radvaz. The Gemara says in Menachas that the lechem upon him was fresh a week later. Special nace. It used to hold up the lechem upon him and show everybody, look, it's still fresh. Ask the Radvaz. If I hold up bread and you're standing 100 yards away, how do you know it's fresh? Right? If you feel it, you could feel it, but holding it up, how do you see it's fresh? So the Radvaz writes in a tshuva, in Shnei Alafim here, he says, how do you know it was fresh? Where's my Radvaz? So he says, because Shnei Alafim Kuf Ayin Ches, Kuf Ayin Ches, here is my marker, Kuf Ayin Ches, he says, it was still steaming. When it's fresh, they saw the steam coming out of it, as if it came right out of the oven. Right out of the oven. In order to, that's his suggestion. I think it was other ideas, but he says that's his suggestion. That was also part of the part of the nes. Anyway, but that's the also about the lechem hapanim. Let's just finish a little bit more. So my time of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the source for Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says kachem is batel. The pasuk says that when we have a beis hamikdash by shlishi, we're going to bring karbanos one sheep out of 200. You see, like, oh, one out of 200. It's like, and we darshan, oh, maybe it means like one. If one sheep is mixed in, then it will be like batel. It's still called mashke yisrael, which is what's going to be used for a feast for the Jews, meaning it's mutter. So it's a remez that one carbon can be batel. Midavar shu mutter liyisrael. Says the Gemara of Akasha, one second. Ksiv masayim, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Meya. The pasuk says 200. And we're trying to figure out that it's batel even in 100. The Gemara answers no, because the pasuk is talking about a live animal. That's more chashav and that needs more. Ksiv chayim, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shchuten. So if a live animal could be batel in 200, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that a dead animal could be batel in 100. What's the difference? Babi chayim l'shrutim, Rabbi Chinin Omar. Chayim also osan kedavar shedaka limanos. Live animals are more chashav. They gave it the status of something that is counted. The derech to be counted, and therefore it is not batel. But he uses that as a makar to jump off. If the live is batel in 200, then this dead is batel in 100. Okay? We will have to stop.